Columbus State Community College is a place that changes lives, a college that opens doors to well-paid careers in healthcare, engineering, IT, and more, an affordable college that offers the flexibility to balance work, family, and school. Spring semester starts January 19th. Apply today at cscc.edu.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはスペシャルエピソードです。You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a special episode on Japan Top
10. Hello everyone, this is Andy.
And I'm Jonathan.
Yes, and of course, as you just heard, we are featuring another one of our podcast members on our All About Me episodes. And today, as you just heard from the man himself, we have Jonathan on the episode, and we're excited to go through all of the nitty-gritty of his experiences here, as well as listen to some great tunes that he's prepared for us today. So I guess without getting too deeply into that goodness, why don't you give our listeners a little bit of a self-introduction?
All right. Thank you, Andy. So hi, I'm Jonathan. I'm one of the audio editors here at Japan Top 10. And I'm excited to be here. My list, look, I'm still new to joining into the Japanese culture, okay? I tried my best to pick the songs that would be good, but also it's ones that I enjoy. And I definitely had to make some changes because a little spoilers for later on. I had like at least three Mrs. Green Apple songs that I had to cut out because I'm like, there's too much Mrs. Green Apple, Jonathan. You need more variety. Okay. If you couldn't tell, I might be slightly bit of maybe converting into a Mrs. Green Apple's fan. But we'll get to that when we get to that. But yeah, that's my little intro. It's wonderful to be here as the first time hosting for the podcast with All About Me. I'm in the hot seat today.
Yes. Oh, no. Yes, you are. Yes, we won't grill you too deeply. We'll just we'll keep it nice and light. No. Yes, well, I'm very excited. And yeah, I guess perhaps maybe by the end of the episode, I will also become a Mrs. Green Apple fanatic. Who knows? There's lots of things that can develop.
Yes, Sandy, one of us.
Okay, great. This episode is going to culminate with us buying tickets is what I'm feeling already. So
exactly. We're gonna get everyone in the podcast to get tickets, and then we're all going to go together.
Now you're selling me on a good idea. We could do like a live reporting from the Mrs. Green Apple concert.
Oh, my goodness. Jack, make that. I'm just kidding. It's probably almost impossible. We're all across the world. I don't know how we'll be able to get that, but we will get it working, maybe. No confirmation.
Definitely. Well, we are very excited to have you, Jonathan. And honestly, shout out to all of your hard work. And actually, yeah, just quickly before we do get into everything, how long have you been on the podcast for our listeners' benefit?
Okay, so for me, I'm still a baby to this podcast. I only joined in February 2024. I'm still a wee little baby compared to everyone here, but I'm slowly getting the hopes of how everything's working around here. And I think that I'm doing a good job, at least whatever I'm doing with the episodes. And it's always a pleasure to be able to edit the episodes with everyone, especially Andy. Aww. Fun fact, the first ever official episode that I edited was with Andy. So this feels like it's come first circle for my All About Me episode to have him here. I'm so grateful for him hosting with me on this All About Me episode. So thank you for being here with me, Andy. I appreciate it. Aw,
thank you, Jonathan. That's kind. Well, the honor is absolutely mine. And I am excited to, get to share this special episode with you too. So I suppose before we get too deep into our gushing over all the songs that you have prepared for us, we have a few announcements for some of our listeners. Do you want to advertise on our podcasts? You can market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts, reaching up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis. Of course, with an advertising cost that will fit your company's budget. You can find full details for all of that at jtop10.jp and find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
We are currently looking for various staff members to volunteer and join our beloved podcast. If you are interested in audio editing, hosting, or content production, please have a look on our website at jtop10.jp/join for the full details on how to apply. If you love Japanese music culture, then this will really be a great opportunity for you, and we'll be happy to have you here.
Definitely. And of course, you get to join our ranks and enjoy an All About Me episode of your own.
Oh, doesn't that sound tempting, y'all?
Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending her an email at haleyg@jtop10.jp. That again is Haley G, spelled H-A-Y-L-E-Y-G, at jtop10.jp. Please include the song you'd like us to feature on the podcast so that we can jam out with your indie tunes.
If you're enjoying this All About Me episode, remember, you can receive an ad/announcement free version of this episode on our Patreon if you become a Patreon donor. Just starting at $1. Damn, that's a steal. I should be become a donor. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/club for the details.
All right. Well, I think we are ready to dive into the meat and potatoes of your episode. I know that you've prepared quite a nice list of artists, a nice variety of genres. So why don't you just bring us right into the four with your initial song here.
All right. So for the first song I have for you today, there's a slight theme with all of these songs, well, kind of, in an order of progression. Let's see if you're able to figure it out. So for the first song, we have No Limit from Osaka Shunkai Shuto. Yeah. And that song you just heard was No Limit by Osaka Shunkaishuto. Osaka Shunkaishuto is an idol group formed by students of the Happy Time Dance School in Osaka. Originally known as Manyo's Shongyang, the group was formed in 2029 and took a brief hiatus from 2010 to 2012. With the return, they performed a reboot and changed their name to Osaka Shunkaishuto. Shunkaishuto is the pronunciation of spring, summer, autumn, and winter together in Japanese. In 2015, then they were still relatively unknown. They attended the Tokyo Idol Festival, where they earned many additional fans. No Limit was performed as an opening for the anime Fairy Tail in 2019. The group disbanded in 2022 after their 10th anniversary tour, when several of the members announced their departure. A successor group called Shinsho Osaka Shunkaishuto, New Osaka Shunkaishuto, was created, and two of the former members, Mina and Eon, advise and work with them while also working on their solo careers. So this was one of the first songs I heard when I was on the podcast for my first ever episode, episode 505, Songs of the Kansai Region. This was one of the first songs I listened to. And then when I heard this and I heard that it was from Fairy Tail, I was like, wait a minute. I remember Fairy Tail because I think I remember watching at least the first few seasons, like back like when I was like just dabbing my toes into anime back in the day. Don't ask me if I know the entire cast. The only people I know is Natsu. I think Lucy was the main girl, and yeah. Then the flying cat, and yeah. That's all I know. And then I think there was a Mavis somewhere in there. I don't know.
Somewhere
in there. But yeah, for like this song, I was like, yeah, like, damn, I forgot how hard these songs hit. But I kind of fell off before I was able to hear this intro theme. I was like, damn, that takes me back. Maybe one day when I have enough time, I'll watch the rest of it. I just have to figure out where I stopped. That's the one problem of why I haven't been able to get back into it, unfortunately.
I think it's like riding a bike. I mean, as soon as you kind of get the story beats, I'm sure you could feel your way around to where you left off with Fairy Tail.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. I guess I have a silly question. Have you kept up with any of the other work from Osaka Shunkaishuto, or is this kind of the one that really captured your heart?
This is the only song that I know that I like, just the only song that I constantly really replayed when I would edit other episodes while editing certain episodes. So it's like, I'm sorry, but I do love the song, and that's the reason why I put it on here. It's so catchy. It's like when I feel like I need to get some energy to energize myself for what's to come, for what I need to maybe start the day, or maybe it's just I have to edit a very long podcast episode. Maybe I was like, I play that song and I'm all right, let's get to work. And then I get all my energy bursting into one, and then I can just seamlessly start editing with no problems. I would like to hope.
always with no problems. No, I think that's completely fine. I think that's the beauty of, I guess, getting to work on the podcast as well too, because I feel I discover so many songs that way, and then
exactly.
I don't necessarily always dive deeply into the various artists, but that one really captures your heart. So I'm glad that No Limit did that for you.
Yeah, I'm glad it did too. Like, it got me through a lot of times during school when I didn't have a lot of motivation to do my assignments back in college. That song has saved me quite a few times. I'm thankful for it.
And we thank Osaka Shunkaishuto for it.
Thank you, Osaka Shunkaishuto, for getting me through college. Yay!
Definitely. All right. Well, I mean, going from one banger to another, would you like to bring us into our next song?
Yeah, sure thing. So the next song on my list for the All About Me episode is by Ado, and it's Kura Kura. Kura Kura.
You just listened to Kura Kura by Ado. Now, Ado is a 22-year-old vocalist under Universal Music. She is actually known for her var vocaloid techniques, including cracking, growling, and flipping into falsetto. Ado chooses not to reveal her face, opting to show only a silhouette of herself in what her team calls a quote-unquote Ado box during live performances, and is represented by her own anime character. I feel like I could use an Ado box. I don't know.
Yeah.
Her name comes from the no theater term Ado to refer to a supporting character for the protagonist in a Kyōgen interlude. Kura Kura, or in English, Dizzy, was released on October 5th, 2023, and was featured as the opening theme for Season 2 of Spy Family. The song was written and produced by Mayo with Cowboy Bebop composer Yoko Kanno as a co-producer, which honestly, the Yoko Kanno poll is peak. I love that so much. And the cover art was illustrated by Chion. It sold over 50 million copies and reached number 9 on the Billboard Japan Hot 100 chart. Now, I must know, because we are getting another theme from an anime. Is this a way that you discover music, perchance, sometimes?
Actually, I'm going to be honest. I did initially hear this song from watching Spy X Family Season 2. I did initially hear it from there. But then I got reminded of it when I edited the podcast episode with This Was In. And I'm like, oh my goodness, wait. It's from Spy X. Of course it was. But the thing is, unfortunately, with Spy X Family, this is around the time when the midterm stuffs started to come out, and I never got to finish Season 2. And this is my 13th reason why I need to go back and watch Spy X Family Season 2 and beyond, okay? I need to catch up with Spy X Family. And this song is just my 13th reason why I need to go back and watch Spy X Family.
I mean, I think it's all the nice thing about that, and especially being in the season that we're in now, the holidays, it's a beautiful time to reflect back on those anime and dramas and everything that are waiting for you to finish them.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, is there anything in particular that draws you to Otto's music?
Definitely, like, with this song in particular. Like, there's definitely, like, that... I don't know the exact timestamp for the song, but when it slows down, there, like, in the song, it definitely has a part where I just start to groove. I'm like, you know, like, little meme where, like, there's a little kid with the shades on. He's grooving on the dance floor. That's basically me. Yes, every time that part comes out, I just can't help but move in my seat every time that kicks in. And then the beat starts picking up again, and I'm like... I have ascended.
Thank you for putting that image in my head, because now every time I listen to this, I can picture you grooving like that kid.
Oh no, I burned an image of me into your mind, Dandy. I'm sorry in advance.
No, it's a beautiful thing. I think it's, I will take it as a badge of honor that I get to carry it with me now.
Thank you. Now I feel honored.
That's wonderful. But yeah, I'm excited for your entire list, but yeah, right out the gate, these two are such good energy. Like, it just is such a good feeling that I get listening to both of these. And I think it's no mistake that, you know, they were featured as anime openings, because I think they just put you in such a nice mood. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't want to steal the thunder away from the next song and, you know, do a cheesy lead-in. But I think perhaps one of us should give its flowers.
Yeah, I think we should. So if any attentive listeners are here, you probably already heard this song on our TARP 20 episode already. But it's back again. We got Utanoke by Creepy Nuts.
Mure
So that was Otsunoke by Creepy Nuts. And I think we don't need to do an explanation of what this song is. I'm pretty sure you've already been through You know this song. Everyone knows this song. This is from the hit show Dan to Dan. Everyone freaking knows this song. This song is peak. There's a little tidbit with this song. I did notice when I first listened to it. I might be the only one who noticed. Let us know if maybe you noticed this too. But when I was listening to this song, there was like, I know the timestamps for this one because I double checked before we started recording, but like at the point with the guitar playing at like 40 seconds or like 240 seconds, there is a theme that the guitar riff plays that sounds extremely similar to the Pokemon battle theme of Scarlet and Violet for the Terror Raid battle. And I compared them. All I had to do was sped up the Pokemon version of that part by like 10%. And it was almost like, I would say 95%, like the same thing. I'm like, oh my goodness, wait. And I'm pretty sure Scarlet and Violet, like the game it's from Pokemon, came out before them. Like, did Creepy Nuts get inspiration from this? If not, that's sick. If not, completely coincidence, which is most likely the case, that's even more cool. And I just wanted to share that fun little tidbit, but it's not the reason why I like this song so much. It's also because of Dan to Dan. It's so flippin' crazy. I still haven't got the time to watch season 2. Please don't hunt me down, guys. I'm trying so hard, but I've watched season 1 in its entirety, and I just love how crazy it gets.
It is so, it goes all over the place. I think I really appreciate, I love this song. Everyone loves this song. Like you said, it's like, it has gone certified platinum in my household for sure.
Yeah.
But no, Dan to Dan is so interesting because it feels like it reached into my child's brain, like the things that I was thinking about, like aliens and monsters and everything
exactly,
together. And
right?
Yeah, it just melds it so perfectly.
Yeah, with psychic powers, we got yokai, we got aliens, we got the whole shebang
everything,
here, bro.
Everything you could ever want. And I will go back and say, Jonathan, you never need to apologize. I am the king of not doing my homework in terms of watching or keeping up with anything. So,
bro, it's just because the list keeps getting bigger and bigger with every episode I edit.
It is hard.
And I just got to get down that list. There's so much good things I need to check out from this podcast.
I think, yeah. And rather than, maybe less of regret, but more appreciation at all of the beauty we can enjoy. We know that's coming for us.
Exactly.
Have you listened to anything else by Creepy Nuts? Do you enjoy their other tracks, or is this kind of a standout for you as well?
So I am aware that Creepy Nuts did make the Bling Bang Bang one?
Yes.
Intro? I've heard snippets of it from like a while back, but I didn't look for this episode, unfortunately, which I probably should have because it probably would have been on here. But then again, I need to diversify my music choices here. We don't have duplicates here.
No.
We don't want to have too many duplicates.
No.
I want to show how much I love of the Japanese music that I've grown to love because of the podcast. So I was like, unfortunately, I'm going to have to put that aside maybe for another episode if I ever get the chance to host an episode again in the future. Maybe I can bring that song up as like a redemption arc for tonight.
Okay, well, this is not recorded, so we will hold you to that. Once you are back for another episode, which I hope is sooner rather than later, we're going to, you know, have to honor Creepy Nuts once again.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. All right. Well, without further ado, I feel like we need to get into the next artist and the next song, because I feel we might spend a considerable amount of time delving into this topic.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely things I can say about this song. Are you all guys ready? So for our fourth song on the list today, we got Mrs. Green Apple with Lilac.
Thank you. いてゆくんだ今日もこの寿命の通りに限りある数字が減るように美しい数字が増えるように思い出の方向古いもの棚の奥に埃をかぶってるのに埃が光って見えるようにされど by my side フランカーサイレンタイにごったりの安全地帯グリワンワンになる朝方の倦怠感3番ホーム準急電車青に似た酸っぱい春とライラック君を待つよここでね痛み出す人生大の傷も愛しく思いたい世界あってもないのに忘れてしまう僕らは何を得て何を得て大人になっていくんだろう一回だけのチャンスを見送ってしまうことがないようにいつでもかかとかしてたいだけども難しいように主人公の子僕らに自分を持ってたのに名前もない役のようなスピンオフも作れないようなたかが by my side くだらない愛を歌うさ嘘つきにはなりたくないわざわざする胸さ方の疎ましさずらして乗る空港電車したくて不安だらけの日々でも愛してみる感じたことのないクソみたいな敗北感もどれもこれもが僕を突き動かしてる音が揺らすこの大地とハイタッチすべてかけたあの夏も色褪せはしない忘れられないな今日を生きるために探すあってもないのになくしてしまう僕らは何のために誰のために傷を増やしていくんだろう雨が降る空とに緑が育つよ答えがないことばかりだからこそ愛そうと思う
That again was Mrs. Green Apple with Lilac. Now, Mrs. Green Apple, I've already went off about it a little bit at the beginning of this podcast episode already, but just in case you didn't know, Mrs. Green Apple is a rock band from Tokyo composed with members Mitoko Mori, Hiroto Wakari, and Ryoko Fujisawa. The original members met in high school and formed the band Ayo Ringo and Nohi.And just a fair warning, if I don't think I said this at the beginning, but to everyone at home, I'm going to just let you know, I'm sorry, but I'm going to butcher names, okay? it's already hard enough to speak English for me, and I'm already, and saying other people's names and from other languages. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it ahead of time. I'm already going to mess up. So I'm sorry in advance for my future screw ups.
Well, we appreciate it. You're doing a great job. We're rooting for you, Jonathan.
Thank you. Anyway, the band has released 5 studio albums and 10 singles, and is known for their poppy and catchy sound. Lilac is Mrs. Green Apple's 9th single and was featured as the opening theme song for, you probably guessed it, an anime for Olivia Battery by Studio MAPPA. God, I love some MAPPA representation here on the list.
Oh my gosh, yes. Yep.
Like the band's previous single, Ayoto Natsu, Lilac is about one's adolescence, with the music video featuring the members as high school students and taking on dozens of career paths. So yeah, we finally made it to the Mrs. Green Apple song. This one right here. Oh my goodness. I was like, bro, I was like, when I trimmed down my Mrs. Green Apple songs that I put on this list, I was between this and Dear. And I was like, okay, we need a good transition song between the first song and the last song on this list. So I'm like, I feel like for Mrs. Green Apple, this one fit the bill more, but I do love Dear. I do love Dear as well as one of the tracks from Mrs. Green Apple, as well as like the most recent one they came out with, Good Day. Oh, I was actually jamming to that today. As a reminder of how good their music is. Like, it's thanks to the podcast that I got to learn about Mrs. Green Apple. And funnily enough, Andy, I'm putting you on the hot seat now with this.
Uh-oh.
I think everyone of the Mrs. Green Apple fans needs to know this. Do you like green apples, Andy?
I love green apples. I do. I think I would say they're probably my favorite apples.
That's perfect. All right, all right, fan base, you heard him. We don't have to get Andy. He's on our side. He is on our side.
You don't have to come at me. I love Mrs. Green Apple. Yeah, and I love green apples. Yeah, this track, the guitar is so crazy. It's incredible. Lilac, I don't know, there's something, it itches a nice part of my brain, that little guitar riff that plays throughout. It's just, yeah,
it hits the dopamine particles in my brain and makes me go, oh yeah.
Yes, no, for sure. I feel it's just, yeah, it does something really nice, and let alone the vocal performance, you know. Oh, yeah, every single time they are going to knock it out of the park. Yeah, I think, was it Mrs. Green Apple? I don't know if you know this far. I'm pretty sure they got in hot water because their concerts were too loud recently in Japan.
Wait, they did? Okay, I can kind of see that happening, but like, it's for a good reason. It's a good complaint because their music is so good, right?
I agree. I think many people would agree. The elderly Japanese population, I did not think, agreed with our sentiments.
I am sorry. I'd like to give a formal apology to those elderly. I am so sorry. But we want to jam out, and I'm sorry that you have to deal with this very loud and awesome music.
I think, and like you said, I mean, I don't want to be this way.
I hope we didn't make your ears bleed.
Right, but I think it's a good problem to have because the music is quite good.
Exactly.
Could you foresee yourself ever, you know, maybe in the future attending a Mrs. Green Apple concert, should you have the chance?
If they ever come to Ontario, by all means, I will try my best to go. I don't know if they ever will come over here to this freezing country, but if they ever do, I'll welcome them with open arms. But there is a little tidbit I would like to share about the podcast with this specific group, with Mrs. Green Apple. So this song, I was introduced in episode 536, and it was the Mrs. Green Apple episode hosted by you,
yes,
and Connor. And there is a bit from this episode that has lived rent-free in my head ever since I heard it. So when, I'm pretty sure it was literally the song Dear, and you guys were talking about the show that had deer with, I forgot what was the deer something, but Connor was mentioning about the aquariums. Like aquariums, I think it was a good place for dating.
Yeah.
And then you followed up with this line one for one. Well, nothing more romantic than fish in a tank. And that made me die so hard. I was laughing my bum off so hard to that. I'm like, hey, dear, where did you come from? Where did that come from? What? And then Connor is like, I'm not convinced. And that had me flooring. I was stuck there for a good 10 minutes laughing at that response. I'm like, oh my goodness, Andy. That was one of my favorite moments of all the episodes.
Jonathan,
you just, that I edited with you.
You just made my day. Oh, you like snapped my mind back to that moment. I think the curse of recording or being a host or something is I sometimes forget the weird things that I say or the whatever off things that I say. So I'm glad that brought you joy.
Like an old friend of mine used to say, you let the intrusive thoughts win.
I did.
And we all appreciate it because it created one of my favorite bits on the podcast.
Oh, well, I love that. Well, let's see. I mean, I'm not going to aim for it, but if it happens today, I will let my intrusive thoughts, sit at the periphery of my vision.
Let them roll, Andy. Roll with it.
I appreciate that. That cracks me up. Well, I mean, from that episode, I do remember from that episode, I actually was starting my conversion to a Mrs. Green Apple fan, so I think...
It already started back then. We got him, guys. We got him. He's coming.
Yes, I'm turning green as we speak.
He's turning green? This truly is one of us. I feel so happy right now. My goal has been complete.
Yes, rest easy. Your Christmas wish. I don't know if you...
This is my Christmas wish. This is one of my Christmas wishes, and it came true. Thank you, Andy.
You're so welcome. All right. Well, I would love to keep gushing about Mrs. Green Apple, but we have business. We have
business to attend to. We have a whole other half of the list to get through.
Yes, and we have listeners to, greet with more wonderful tunes. So why don't you usher us into the wonderful second half with our next song.
So for song number 5, it's Atario with Shonen Kaze Karu.
Ah.
Again, you just listened to Shonen Kaze Kaoru by Atarayo. Now, Atarayo is a three-piece band founded in 2019. They began posting on YouTube in 2020, where they quickly caught attention, reaching number one on the LINE Music real-time ranking and number one on the Spotify domestic viral chart. They went on to appear in the First Take within 1 year of their debut. Shonen Kaze Kaoru, translated to Boy in the Summer Breeze, was released on June 14th, 2024. Now, Jonathan, I am very curious to know how this song came to be featured on your list.
All right, so with this song, it's got a crazy backstory, okay? It's going to sound so totally original. It was from the podcast again.
That's great. Yeah.
With this podcast, like, this song was like definitely one of the songs I listened to just to help like get me like in the zone and help me vibe out a little bit. It was like definitely one of the songs that I just have while I'm studying for some of my tests back when I was in college. And I was like, oh yes, so this just helps me concentrate my ADHD to allow me to focus on here and just vibe alongside while studying for my tests and editing for my program. It was like perfect. It was a perfect song.
Yeah, it's so calming. I don't know. Have you ever watched the video that goes along with the song?
Yes, I have. Actually, wait, no. I actually think I'm the next song's one. Unfortunately, okay. I've seen that one. But I haven't seen the fifth one, unfortunately, because I was trying to scramble, trying to get, making sure that I had like the songs that I felt were like the best listening. Most of the time I don't go and actually see the music videos. I'm not much of the music video watcher, unfortunately. Ah. Occasionally I do if I like the song a lot. But in this case, I didn't, because like I'm more of the person that likes to listen to the song and then imagine what the song would be playing out with, you know, imagine what, like visually, what it would be. I like the songs like to tell me the story, and I like to interpret it in my own mind what story it's trying to tell.
I like that. That's yeah. Incredible. I think that's a good way. I think more people should, not more people should, but I think more people would enjoy music a lot more, or like find interesting things if they approached it that way. I think I need to approach it that way as well. So from time to time, I think it's good to let the music speak for itself, so to speak. Yeah, is there anything, maybe, I don't know if anything comes to mind for this song when you were listening to it, or if there's any imagery that comes to your mind that you fit to this song, not having seen the video.
So, funny story. There's a thing I like to call, I have ADHD. Yes. So most of the things that happen, I forget when I think about, unfortunately.
That is completely
fair. It's not
fair.
Intentionally, it comes in one end of my brain, it comes right out the other, unfortunately. But I can tell you, it's pretty whimsical. Sometimes it could be pretty whimsical.
I believe that for sure. No, I hear that. Well, I will, going forward, I will imagine what you're imagining when I listen to this song. I'll try to put myself there.
New section on the podcast. What does Jonathan think about this song when he listens to it?
You're joking, but that's an incredible section for a podcast.
Oh no, I'm adding more stuff for the podcast. Oh no, now I have to host another episode. Jack is going to make me host another episode.
We're going to play that from earlier. We're going to play that Creepy Nuts song, and then you're going to have to tell us what you imagined to the Creepy Nuts song.
Oh boy, that'll be fun, because oh boy, I can already tell you it's probably gonna be definitely a trip.
Well, that's good. And then I will be furiously jotting down notes so we can, you know, get this produced in some way. And,
exactly. It's like, write this down.
Exactly. Well, that's great. I really liked this. This is actually just as a side note, I actually was not too familiar with Atarayo, or if I have listened to their songs, I haven't for the podcast, for example, they haven't joined a repeat listen list for me yet, but recontextualizing this one, I really enjoyed this edition. It was, yeah, just a nice little bite right there in the middle.
Now, for our audience back at home, I'm going to ask you, do you think you know what the theming of this episode is yet?
Ooh, let's...
I will reveal at the end of the episode. No, I see you getting down that scroll bar. Don't freaking go to the end of the episode. You sit your butt right down and listen to the entire rest of the episode. We're not done yet. On this note, we should probably get to the next song, right, Andy?
I fully agree.
All right, so for the number six song...
Columbus State Community College is a place that changes lives. A college that opens doors to well-paid careers in healthcare, engineering, IT, and more. An affordable college that offers the flexibility to balance work, family, and school. Spring semester starts January 19th. Apply today at cscc.edu.
We have Haru Yorushika.
春のせい。あの雲も越えてゆけ、遠くまた遠くまで。
That again was Haru. Now, Yorushika is a Japanese duo founded in 2017, represented by Universal Music Japan. The group is composed of N. Buna, a Vocaloid music producer, and Suis, a female vocalist. The duo is extremely secretive, never publicly revealing their faces. N. Buna stated that he didn't want the creator to take the precedence over the work.
The name Yorushika is taken from a lyric in their song, The Clouds and the Ghost. The lyric goes, Yorushika mo nemure nezu ni, meaning I can't sleep at night. The eye-designed logo mark is a motif of two moons facing each other and also serves as a clock hand, portraying the time from 6 to night. Haru is a digital single by Yorushika released on January 5th, 2024. Oh, the anniversary is coming up.
Yeah, it's coming close.
Yep. It was featured as the opening theme for the second season of the TV anime Frieren Beyond Journey's End. Now, I know that Frieren has been popular, but this song is, wow, I'm so happy that you chose to feature this, is all I can say.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Because, yeah, I did love Frieren season one, because I never got to season two yet.
I'm noticing a theme.
I'm noticing a theme here. Yeah, because around the time all of these great shows were getting renewed, I'm like, bro, I'm in the trenches in college at the moment. I can't go to them at the moment.
That is completely fair.
And because at least, I don't think I've said this yet, but at least for this, for what I did back in college, I went for broadcast television and videography. That was like the course that I was doing, and is also the reason why it led up to me joining the podcast. Because I don't think I said this either. I think I skipped this out at the intro, Andy, which I'm so sorry I didn't say the reason for why I joined the episode. It would have been perfect to put the beginning, but hey, I guess I'm rewarding the viewers that are sticking through with this far into the podcast episode, right? You get to hear it now near the tail end of the episode. Or who knows, maybe this is the halfway point for how long we talk with the other songs, who knows? But the reason why I joined the podcast was because me and a friend I had at college at the time, we were looking for places to apply for to get our hours for apprenticeships and co-ops done, because we needed at least a minimum, I think. What was it? Was it 40 hours? I think 40 hours, or was it 400? It might have been 200 hours, I think, for us to graduate. And my friend then was like, hey, look what I found. It's an application for a podcast called Japan Top 10. I'm like, Japan Top 10? I'm like, I haven't heard of them before. But I'm just starting to get back in to learning about, like, getting into anime again. And I want to learn more about differing cultures. Japan is like, a lot of my friends have been recommending me animes and some Japanese songs as well. So I'm like, you know what? I feel like this is the perfect fit. Let's go for it. So I went in. We did our application, which is basically we had to edit a pre-existing episode. And then after that, we had the interview. And would you look at that? We got in. We got into the podcast. And that's how I joined. And then I grew to love it, even if it was initially to top off my hours, because I had something else at the time, which was directing a documentary series.
Wow.
For the school about professional practice. And somehow I ended up being the group leader. I'm not great with being ahead of anything. So being shoehorned into that was a little stressful, but I managed. We got it done. I got the hours for that. And then joining the podcast was to tip the hours off, but I grew to love the podcast. You guys were so, like, the joy was so infectious. I was like, bro, I feel like a part of a family with these guys. Aww. I want to stay. So after my whole course was over, my whole program was over, I was like, for as long as I can, I'm going to help out the podcast, because I love editing these episodes here and just being able to have bits like fish in a tank. Having to hear those bits. And then also, I have to, I know this is going off topic, but I have to because I don't know if I'll ever be able to say this bit again. The baseball episode I edited early on, I think that was like my third or second episode, I think, about cultures of baseball in Japan. And learning about, I forgot what the team's name was. I think it was like something Tigers, but...
Oh, the Hanshin, yeah, the Hanshin Tigers, perhaps. Yeah.
Yeah, them, exactly. Those guys, when they won the series, they got so happy, they took Colonel Sanders and dumped him into canal, the statue of Colonel Sanders, and dumped him into canal, and that cursed them for 38 years until they finally won in 2023 again. I was like, oh my god, that is so funny. That's another one of my favorite memories, just learning about that. I was like, they messed with the Colonel, bro. That's rule number one. You don't mess with the Colonel Sanders, bro. No, he cursed you, bro.
They crossed.
But yeah, because joining the podcast, I was able to get all these amazing moments and be able to relearn about Haru with the Free Ren. And the anime is really touching. It's a very unique take on the fantasy trope of anime, especially with the long lifespans of elves tend to normally have, because they don't delve that quite deep into that. They mention it, at least from some of the ones I've watched. They touch on the subject, like, oh yeah, we live for thousands of years. That's like a quick quip, but it's like a main premise of like, yeah, they have short lifespans, and like that whole journey of defeating the Demon King and the whole party is just like a small blip of their life. And Dream had to keep going on and just losing that newfound family that they had for, and figure out how to go on with life and create a newfound family now with where the series is going. It's just kind of beautiful to see.
Yeah, I agree. It is. I like that we're getting, I think Free Ren is in the category of like anime and manga that are coming out that kind of, like you're saying, take a nice new spin on fantasy, on established fantasy tropes. And yeah, I like where this is going too. And don't worry, I know you said you did not finish, or you finished season one, right? And are not on to season two.
After Christmas, I think I'll finally have some time. Oh, and thank I can goodness. Actually catch up on some things. Free Win's gonna be on top. Unfortunately, yeah. That's gonna be the first one. Then it's Spy X Family. Unfortunately, I think I'm gonna have to move Fairy Tail to last, because there's so much to do with Fairy Tail. Actually, that might be not one of the first things I go back to, because there's how much of them I have to catch up with. But I don't know, time will tell where I'll start.
No, I think that is fair. And I want to say too, thank you for sharing your, like, the anecdote of how you decided to join the podcast. I didn't do my due diligence as an interviewer to ask you.
No, it's not your fault, Eddie. You led me into saying that at the start with my introduction, and I didn't go with it. I just said, hi, I will talk about it later. Because Andy would ask it to me, but I'm like, no, that was him leading up to me to say that part.
Well,
like,
we got there. Oh, we got there anyways. And, oh my goodness. And our listeners.
We got there. Thank goodness for my ADHD for remembering to be able to bring that part up. I am so sorry for mentioning that, mate. But yeah, there you go. There is my origin story.
That's wonderful. I think it perfectly mimics Free Ren's, you know, arc as well. I'm just kidding. I just wanted to draw a nice connection, yeah. But
it's hard to make like seamless connections like Shauna does. Like, she's able to make seamless connections and dad jokes into the next song. I don't know how she does it. I need to take lessons from her.
She is certainly a pro. I think we could all enlist in Shauna's dad joke and transition thesis class.
Shout out to Shauna. A little shout out to Shauna if you're listening to this episode.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I think, yes, with all of that behind us, I would love for you to bring us ever closer to our unfortunate end of the episode. But
unfortunate. It is unfortunate, but I think it's about time, because, yeah, we're starting to go, the deeper we go into it, the more we're talking, which I thought it would be the reverse. We would talk more in the beginning, and then slowly as we go into the songs deeper into the list, there would be less to talk about. But damn, was I wrong.
I mean,
but
surprises all around.
It turned out for the best. Surprises all around. So for song number 7, we have Shiki Shayo no Blues. Thank you.
That again was Shikisai no Blues by the band Ego Rappin. Now, Ego Rappin is a jazz and rock duo. Their members are vocalist Yoshie Nakano and guitarist Masaki Mori. They mainly performed in the Kansai region during their debut in 1996, but moved their base to Tokyo shortly after. Their song, Shikisai no Blues, or quote-unquote colored blues, was written in the style of 1960s jazz singer Mina Aoe, and it gained national attention. When it was released as a single in 2001, it sold over 193,000 copies in Japan. This song, you dog, Jonathan. This song is so... I love this song so much.
I gotta be honest with you, Andy. I love me some jazz. Jazz, it just tickles my funny bone. It tickles my dopamine particles in my brain, like I said earlier with one of the earlier songs. But I also like me some blues too. This song is just like, oh, this was like the one I most listened to when I studied during my course in college. This was like the go-to song that I just vibed to once I learned about it. And I think I might be wrong about this, but I'm pretty sure this was also in the first ever episode with you and Brinton in with the songs in Kansai region. I'm pretty sure it was that one too. It was in that episode too. So I was just like, as soon as I edited that first episode, I was like, I already knew that this song, I'm going to be listening to it quite frequently.
Oh, dang. That's incredible. I do think this one was in, it was definitely, I think it was in that one. And we had that, I think we had a whole episode about Ego Rappin', if I'm not mistaken. Have we?
I don't know. It might have been before my time. Okay, I'm not too sure.
Perhaps.
It might have been before my time.
Perhaps. But regardless, this song should be on everyone's everything list. Please just bump this song. And I don't know if you've ever explored any of the other versions, but there's quite a few iterations of different artists, Japanese artists who have done this song. And I feel like every single one is so... This one is probably my favorite, but every single one is great.
Yeah, this one's my favorite too. That's why I picked this one out of all the iterations that I've listened to.
You haven't heard my iteration yet. I mean, no, I'm just kidding.
No, wait, Andy, you can sing? Oh my goodness. Oh, guys, this is some crazy Japan Top 10 lore we just learned. If she hasn't stated already. Oh my goodness.
Yes, get ready for my Japanese Jazz Exclusives album coming out late 2026.
New type of episode. All of us on the podcast are going to start singing our favorite songs like the karaoke night.
Actually, that sounds beautiful. I love that. I don't think
that'd be so funny, but and funny and fun, but I don't that's like takes a lot of guts to be able to do that. So I don't blame anyone who doesn't want to do it, because I don't want to do
that
it.
That is true. I think
I'm too chicken.
We can have a Japan Top 10 karaoke night, but we do not need to broadcast it. That we'll spare both.
Yeah, we don't need to. Yeah, we can just do personally for us. Yeah. Sorry, guys. It's just us. You just have to imagine us singing these songs in your head.
And we will spare your ears some potential damage from my vocals.
And from my vocals, too. You should be thankful we're not making this an actual episode.
That's funny. Well, have you explored Japanese jazz outside of, Ego Rappin' or the iterations of Shiki Sino Blues?
I definitely have tried, but I haven't found any that really scratched my itch as much as this one yet.
Okay.
I've been dabbling any time I had free time when I was studying, like when I took breaks. I'm like, okay, let me see if I can find more. But none of them I've notably been added to my playlist yet. But the hunt continues. But if you guys have any suggestions, I'm free. I would love any suggestion to get to hear more amazing Japanese music.
Definitely. I think, you heard them, everyone, please. Let us know. It's always good. And I just appreciate that you've dove full in, even after not having the space of, studying and listening to music. It sounds like you're still listening to music, even though studying isn't necessarily a component. That's great.
This and Mrs. Green Apple, I've definitely delved my toes into trying to look more into.
For sure. For sure. I think, it's a big world out there, Jonathan.
It is a huge world out there.
And it's actually a huge universe if it's a huge many, many universes.
We're going there, Andy. Oh, we're going there? Oh, okay, okay. Oh, I see what you're putting down, Andy, and I think I know exactly how we can go into the final song on our list. But before we do that, I have to come clean to y'all. I kind of cheated with this list. This song isn't really a Japanese song, okay? But it is created and produced in Japan by a Japanese studio and sung by someone who's Japanese, so I feel like it counts. And it's not English or Japanese either. This song is completely original language comes based off where this song comes from. It's a completely unique language from where this song comes from. You're probably all wondering, what kind of song can possibly be that? But this song came out this year, actually. And it's been in my ear, earworm for me ever since it came out. And this song will allow me to gush a little bit of my origins of getting introduced into Japanese music culture as the grand finale. We end with the beginning, full circle moment. So without further ado, for our last song on my list today, we'll be listening to number 8, Twinkling Star Showers, from Kirby and the Forgotten Land / Star-Crossed World.
Thank you.
And that again was Twiggling Star Showers from Kirby in the Forgotten Land, Star-Crossed World. Now, yes, it is from a video game that I decided to pick the song as my last one because that was one of my few things that actually introduced me into Japanese culture early on, because Kirby is from Japan and originated from Japan. So it technically counts. It technically counts. So for Twinkling Star Showers, it is a song from the aforementioned Kirby in the Forgotten Land with its DLC Star-Crossed World that came out this year for the Nintendo Switch 2. And it was composed by Tadashi Iyakagami, which I'm probably butchering these names again, I'm so sorry, and originated from Taro Nagata and Yuki Shimuka. This track serves as the staff credits theme for the main motif of Star-Crossed World. It is associated with the prophecy of the meteors that rain down on the new world in the story. This one is one of the few Kirby songs that have fully sung lyrics that was written and sung in the language of the new world's residents by Nichelle, the singer of the Welcome to the New World, which is the first song which came with Kirby in the Forgotten Land as the introductory theme. Nichelle is sung by Sammy and is a Japanese vocalist and musician, and she is known by the aliases of Zaisu Joplin and Samiko Tokyo. Now, if you guys want to look up the lyrics to this song, you can find it on the wiki, the Kirby wiki. It is translated, thankfully, and even at the end of the game, they actually show you the translation of the lyrics for both English and the Japanese versions, and they have slight differences in between, as most Kirby fans would know. With most of lore in the game, there's always differences between the Japanese version and the English translations, and it's always more accurate in the Japanese translations. But this song is so amazing, and it summarizes, it unintentionally summarizes like a good chunk of Kirby's most recent adventures. Like Kirby Return to Dreamland, and I also believe Star Allies stuff is mentioned in there too, if you read into the lyrics of this song. And it's also so tragic for this character too. I won't go too deep into it. If you want to know the Kirby lore, you can look it up. There's many of videos covering the lore, especially with the newer lore that the Forgotten Land came with. I'm a lore nut for most media, especially for Kirby. But yeah, it is tragic with the character Nichelle, with being the last person left behind on the planet as the rest of the new world residents escape the planet before the meteorite comes and crashes onto the planet. It is really sad. This is her song basically foretelling the prophecy of that happening and guiding people onto the ship to leave the planet. So that's a summarized version of it. It's so tragic. This poor character.
Oh my goodness.
But my interpretation is that these new worlders are basically like the humans or whatnot. So I was like, oh no. What, like, these poor people, like, we had to come up with we had to speed up our scientific technology to get the hell out of this planet. The heck off this planet. So
I'm impressed that you can keep all of the lore. I feel like the Kirby lore is so expansive.
It is expensive.
Right?
it's all in the pause screen descriptions for most part, for the first half of the game.
Oh my goodness.
It's all in the pause screen description.
That is wild.
But yeah, I love the song. Like, when editing the script for this was probably the theme. Actually, I should probably talk about the theme with all these lists. So the theme of this whole list is basically, it's nothing too crazy. It's just like the very high energizing theme songs as we slowly make our way down to the more calmer and more jazzier songs. And then the Kirby song is a perfect mix of both. Of both, like, the high energy and also the nice calm and melodic, but also quite beautiful song.
Yeah. I also, can I add to your theme that I noticed as we were going through the episode?
I might have an idea what that is, but yes, go ahead, Andy.
I think you probably already know as you put this together, but I feel like you started with some beautiful like anime openings at the top, and then we transitioned all the way through, you know, some non-anime openings, like just some regular wonderful standard J-pops, and then we're ending with a closing credits theme.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. You read my mind like a book, Eddie. Oh my goodness. Holy crap. Yes, there is two themes of this playlist, I created for this now that Andy just pointed it out right there. And I totally didn't think of this beforehand. No, I totally didn't realize it when we were editing recording this episode.
That is beautiful. I'm glad that by the end of this episode we've done together, we've completely mind melded. We are now thinking and acting as one. No. I'm curious about, you mentioned up top that Herbie was kind of your initial intro into perhaps Japanese culture or Japanese music specifically. Exactly. Do you have like a specific story related to that?
Yes. So basically when I was a kid, I didn't get really, I had a friend like back in like my JK and SK type, the big kindergarten type timeline of how old I was back in the day when I was starting to get into video games. And anything that I saw that had blue in it, mine. I wanted it. I wanted it so bad. And that's how I got into video games, because some commercials I saw on the TV where it's like blue, and Kirby for Superstar Ultra, he turned blue when he had his ice ability. And I'm like, I want it. I want Kirby. But I never had a video game console. And then the year of my birthday that Kirby came out, I was like, oh, I got the game from my friend. I'm like, oh, thank you. I don't have the DS to play it though, but I appreciate you giving me it. And then my mom and dad look at each other and then give me their gift, and it's a Nintendo DS. And I'm like, and then it led me down the path of Kirby, and then led me into other video games like Pokemon, which got me into the Pokemon anime, and it all snowballed down from there. From even stuff like, at least like Western style anime, like Bakugan, and I bet no one's gonna expect this or even hear this, Spider Riders.
Whoa!
There was one called Spider Riders.
I have not thought about it.
I don't remember much of it besides the original episode.
That's a trip. I have not thought of Spider Riders in like...
Wait, you know Spider Riders?
Yes.
You know Spider Riders?
I do.
Oh my God, finally, someone else that knows about Spider Riders besides me and my dad, because sometimes my dad would literally just say the theme song as a kid. He would just go, Spider Riders.
I remember. Yeah, that is so funny. You like unlocked a core memory or whatever people like to ascribe those kind of memories.
Well, I could check that off my bucket list. I'm trying to think to do on the podcast. Unlock someone's core memory by accident. There we go.
I mean, I feel there was like kind of, you were mentioning, there's just kind of a funny moment in like the early, well, I guess like 2000, what would that be? 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 or something. I don't know. Around that era.
Yeah, around that time area.
When like there wasn't a super mainstay, there was, you know, Yu-Gi-Oh and Pokemon were still going or whatever, but there wasn't that next thing. But there were a lot of kind of these minor anime and other series that were trying to do stuff. But yeah, Spider Riders just kind of like slipped right out of my mind until you said it right now.
I only remember it just because like it just popped in my head one year when I'm watching anime. Wait, Spider Riders exists? And then I went into a deep dive and I'm like, there's barely any videos about Spider Riders. I'm like, hang on a minute, maybe one day I could make a video about it as my first ever video. No, it never happened. I never did it. But
I mean, you still can. It's still waiting for you.
Maybe one day. Maybe one day YouTube will call for me. But nah. I think for now, nah. But I there's definitely some people who have definitely talked about Spider Riders before, but who knows? Maybe if we do a Western anime episode on the podcast, which doesn't seem likely, but like if it ever does happen, Spider Riders on the list. There you go.
Perfect. I mean, you keep introducing these ideas and making these promises. I think you have to come back and do another episode.
I don't know. Maybe this leads up to me actually being one of the hosts in the future. I don't know. Maybe.
If Jack
allows it. I think like actually fun fact. When I was joined the podcast, he accidentally put me as a host because I mentioned maybe I'll do hosting eventually, like when I feel up to it, but I'm applying to just be an audio editor. And he invited me to be a host immediately and it was going to be on the next episode. I'm like, what? I had to clarify with him. I'm like, no, I'm not ready yet, Jack. I'm not ready. So maybe now, maybe I might be ready if Jack allows it, maybe. If people like me enough, maybe I'll come back.
Oh, who couldn't like you, Jonathan? It's been so wonderful. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess with that, we are kind of here at the end of your All About Me episode. Is there anything that you want to leave our listeners with? Some sage advice or some just something that you'd like to close out your episode with?
Well, first off, I would like to thank everyone listening for the episode. Thank you for listening to me ramble on. I definitely probably looking back, this episode is going to be so scrambled and all over the place. But I hope you did enjoy. And I'm thankful for Andy for hosting with me with this episode. It was so fun. And I'm glad to be able to talk with him on this episode. It was such a blast. This is definitely going to be one of my core memories going forward. So thank you so much, Andy. It was a pleasure and a blast to talking with you about all these songs and all this stuff about me in this episode. I'm not used to talking about myself a lot. It doesn't seem like it with how much I talked about myself this episode. But trust me, like I had to warm myself up for this. But yeah, thank you so much again, Andy. It's been a blast.
Oh, wonderful.
And if I have to leave my sage advice for anyone, for any of our younger audiences out there that are like at least, I would say, maybe like around 9 to 10, if you're trying to get into anime, don't watch Full Metal Alchemist. Do not watch the first episode. It will traumatize you. That's the main reason why I didn't get back into anime for so long, because it traumatized me as a kid, because a friend of my mom's who was older than me showed it to me, and it traumatized me showing that demon dog coming out from the summer. So I'm trying to summon their mom, and I'm like, and I had nightmares, and I never went back to anime for like a good few years after that. So if I take any advice for any of our younger audiences out there, do not watch Full Metal Alchemist until you're older.
I could not have put it better myself.
I know, that's a crazy note to end on, but hey, this whole episode has been crazy in such a fun way, and it's been a blast.
Definitely no. And I know, I feel like I don't want to keep being super thankful and keep reciprocating, passing the ball back and forth, but thank you too for asking me to do this with you as well. It was wonderful, and it was a blast, like you said, just to get to go through all the great music you featured and then also hear all of your great anecdotes about being on the podcast, as well as your journeys throughout anime and studying and everything in between. Yeah, it's just been great to get the nitty gritty on Jonathan. So here's to your next episode when we feature Creepy Nuts and your segment where we imagine what you are thinking about when you listen to music.
Oh, no. I can't believe it. Oh, no. That's going to be my first episode. It's like, what's Jonathan thinking about this song? Creepy Perfect. Nuts edition.
Creepy Nuts edition.
That's the closest beautiful. You'll ever get to hear me sing. That's it. That's it. You're not hearing anything else.
That was great. I mean, not yet. Not until we get your album next year. No. All right. Well, on that wonderful note, I hope that all of our listeners enjoyed our deep dive into Jonathan. And for our next episode coming down the pike, we have a new year. It's going to be 2026, of course, and you will get to rock out with the band Banshimoku for January's Artist of the Month episode, hosted by Kuze and Shana. Ooh. Yes, so please enjoy.
Yeah.
And for all of us, from all of us, we hope that you have a wonderful close to your year, to your 2025, and try and enjoy the winter holidays as much as you can, and make the start of the next year wonderful.
Exactly. Stay nice and comfy and cozy and spend time with your loved ones and see you all next year in 2026. Thank you all for a fun time on the podcast this year and for more memories to come. I can't wait for the next episode. I can't wait to learn about the new episode.
Likewise. Thank you. Yes. All right. Take care, everyone, and we'll see you on the next one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Johnny. Japan Top 10.
Hey there, music lovers. Did you know that getting licensed to share music online is not just the right thing to do? It's also super important for supporting creators and the music industry. That's why we're proud to be licensed by SOCAN, a copyright collective that grants licenses for online music broadcasts in Canada. By getting licensed through SOCAN, you ensure that every beat, every note, and every melody that you play is compliant and fair to the creators. Join us in supporting the music community. Visit SOCAN's website at www.socan.com and get your web radio, podcast, or any other use of online music licensed today. Let's stream beautiful music together, legally and ethically. SOCAN. Music. People. Connected.
Columbus State Community College is a place that changes lives. A college that opens doors to well-paid careers in healthcare, engineering, IT, and more. An affordable college that offers the flexibility to balance work, family, and school. An open, supportive college where more than 40,000 students every year get education to improve their lives. Columbus State, the smart choice for what's next. Spring semester starts January 19th. Apply today at cscc.edu.